Have you ever heard it called anything else if it's a, if it's kind of a small place and maybe out on a person's farm?
Yeah, and the graveyard.
And what about the box that the people are buried in? That's the
caskets. There used to be an old pine box. Now I have a vault. Steel caskets and so on.
And the ceremony for the dead person, that's the...
Having a funeral.
And if people come to the funeral and they're dressed in black, you say that they are in...
They're in their family.
Or maybe they're in mourning for the...
Mourning for the dead.
What about if somebody asks you on just an average day, how are you feeling? You'd probably say what?
Feel very well. I feel other way. Well, not feeling as well as I did yesterday. Rougher.
Or let's say if the children are out pretty late and your wife is getting a little bit anxious, you might say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't.
Don't worry. They'll be here by and by.
Or this is a disease that you don't hear very much about anymore, but children used to die from it because they have these sores in their throat, couldn't swallow.
Diphtheria. They used to have diphtheria.
You ever seen anybody with that?
Yeah, I have. But more than just, never seen them die with or ever in the home, you know, where the children had it, but. Back when I was a kid, we had a time or two that other people bring their kids to church and don't even find out that diphtheria. Then we'd all have to go to the doctor to get a shot.
Have you ever heard of a disease that'll make your skin turn yellow?
Yeah. Yellow jaundice. I've had it myself.
Is that right?
Right.
That's pretty rough, isn't it?
Furious
boy. What about if somebody's getting real bad pain right about here? You're probably having an attack of
appendicitis. Right.
Or if somebody ate something that didn't agree with him, it might come back up. You'd say he had to...
Sick stomach. Upset stomach.
In other words, he had to... What do you call it when he has to...
That's a vomit. Or throw up, either one.
Have you ever heard anybody, if they were saying, if they were kind of making fun of that, he said, oh, so-and-so ate more than he's supposed to and had to go...
Had to go vomit.
You ever heard anybody say puke?
Yeah.
To go puke.
Right, yeah. Used to be at... That used to be way long years ago. That's about all they'd say when they called it vomit.
That right.
Puke. You called it.
So that's kind of an old-fashioned way of saying it?
That's right. Old-fashioned way of saying it. Puke.
Then you might say about, say if you got a neighbor who just heard some news, you might say, well, she'd hardly heard the news before she came right over.
And spread the news. Come right over and told me about it.
Some people just love to be the first one to tell you something, whether it's good
right.
or bad.
She's a tale holder, a news carrier or something like that.
That's right.
I know some people like that.